So I happened to head down to the launch, okay, at Lake Stevens, you know, waiting for Mark Spada to show up. And here comes boat after boat with coolers full of Coke. And he finally, Spada showed up. And he gave me a bunch of, you know, the Gibbs tackle stuff for you to bring up to Alaska. And I want
you
to tell him that you got half of it. Okay.
I need some numbers though to make sure I got my half. We got some herring gel a couple years ago, and I didn't see one drop of that herring gel.
Mark Spada, one of the organizers of course, the famous Everett Coho Derby, has now taken on a really not so new project anymore, Mark, the Lake Stevens Kokanee Derby, which is this the fourth edition or third annual?
This will be the third annual this year.
And it's been a great success. How many people have been showing up to this on average?
We've been having right around 300 adults and 60 or 70 kids for the last couple of years.
That's tremendous.
And we kind of think that it'll probably be about the same thing this year, maybe even a little bigger.
And, of course, it's next Saturday. It's presented by the Lake Stevens Lions Club and Snohomish Sportsman's Club. And tickets are on sale at several locations. Of course, you can go to Greg's Custom Rods in Lake Stevens and get hooked up. And John's Sporting Goods, I'm sure, in Everett.
Right. And Three Rivers.
Okay.
Triangle and McDaniels in Snohomish and
Ted Sports Center,
Smoky Points, and then
sure.
Holiday Sports also up north has them for us.
Right on, perfect.
It's kind of a neat deal that all the tackle shops get together and do the sponsorship and sell the tickets for us. And of course, having Dick Knight aboard as our first place sponsor is really what made it go. You know, $1,000 really gets
there.
Right. So we got $1,000 from Dick Knight and $500 from Ted Sports Center, who's also selling tickets. And then we also got third place is $250 from John's, and fourth is from Triangle for $100. And then, of course, Three Rivers is in there for we do a Kokanee limit, 10 fish from Three Rivers, and McDaniels does part of that too. And then, of course, like you said, Greg's Custom Rods does the kids' derby, and they do a great job with it.
Well, you must have like a postage scale to weigh all these things, because most of these Kokanee, they're very close in size, man. I mean, it's got to be nip and tuck on who gets the biggest fish out of the steel.
Well, you'd be surprised that we use our Coho Derby scales. They work just fine because they go down to a hundredth of a pound. And we haven't had any trouble. You know, last year the winning fish was just over a pound, but you're right, they're real close. But it's a fun derby. It's real relaxed, and it's really just a kind of a social event, and everybody kind of goes out there and has a good time, and a lot of people know each other and kind of have the same people go with them each year. And there's a lot of game fishing members out there. Randy does a good job of sponsoring a prize for the fishing guy with the biggest Kokanee, and it's just real relaxed and fun. I've really enjoyed doing it.
I think we're going to see a pretty decent-sized Kokanee come out this year, Mark, that's going to win that thing. I mean, probably quite a bit bigger than last year, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, although, you know, Lake Stevens isn't known for really big Kokanee.
Right.
But the fish, I was fishing on Thursday, and I noticed that the fish seemed to be a little healthier than in the past. And I didn't catch anything bigger than around 14 inches, but boy, those 14 inches were really fat Kokanee.
Yep. A lot of good feed in the water, it seems, in most of our lakes this year early, so they're fattening up pretty good. So you'll have a lot of people coming out for this thing again, you know, as it gains in popularity. I'm sure you'll see some first-time folks showing up to the derby. What kind of advice can we give those folks coming to Stevens for the first time as far as technique or things they should think about how to locate these fish?
Well, you know, one thing I like about Kokanee fishing, and I didn't think I'd like it as much as I did, I just started a few years ago, is the best advice I'd get is to change it up. And if you're not catching fish, put something else on there. And, you know, having a two-rod endorsement really makes it nice to try a lot of different stuff. But, you know, like on Thursday, I started out with the same thing I'd fished the week before, and we've done real well. And I got out there Thursday, put the same thing out. I couldn't get bit. But as soon as I started fooling around, put some other stuff on, there's three things I think really make a difference in Stevens. I think it's color, I think it's speed, and I think it's scent. And I think if you fool around with that stuff and find something that works and then go to that, that's that you'll have more success than just putting out one thing and hoping it works.
What, in your opinion, top two scent choices a guy could use, either put smearing something on the back of their Dodger or actual bait that we're using?
All right. You know, there's two, and there's any combination of this, but anise and prill. You know, one of those two or a mixture of those, are two that I go to, and there's lots of different products out there that use those two, but those are the two that I use, and I was using like the Procure Kokanee scent last week, and it was doing real well. And I did catch some fish on Thursday, but then I switched over to like a krill anise or just a straight krill the other day, and that seemed to be better than just the kokanee gel. So, well, I mean, it just from day to day, it just changes.
Of course, that Dick Knight DNA scent, that stuff's been smacking out some cokes. We've been using that, Dwayne.
I caught some fish on that the other day, too. Yeah. In fact, I just found that in my boat. I didn't even know I had that. I took Figgins fishing in the Derby last year. I guess he must have left that in my boat. and I did catch some fish on that. And I believe that has some kind of anise shrimp krill something to it, too.
Yeah, but any tackle lost in your boat becomes immediately property of the boat. There are marine salvage laws that indicate this, Mark. You know that.
You should see how many Dick Knight Dodgers I gleaned out of this last year.
Perfect.
Accidentally dropped it in the boat. And I mean, you're right about those. That something about that recurring scent combination of anise and shrimp. I mean, a good angler's boat is going to smell like that. You know, I mean, you walk next to the boat, you kind of get that whiff of licorice and shrimp. You know, my boat right now smells something between saltwater and seagull droppings a little bit.
Somewhere between the waste management dump out on the east side
gas and gull poo right now.
I believe you. Up there in Marysville.
Got a little cleaning to do. Yes.
Use much garlic up there at Stevens?
You know, I had some garlic in the boat, and I was going to try some the other day, but then I got caught on to a scent that was working pretty good, so I didn't try it. But
right.
I know guys that like garlic, and I've had some good success with garlic. I just haven't tried it this year. But, you know, and when I'm putting this on there, I'm using, you know, sometimes we'll use some gulp maggots or some corn or something else on there and put the scent right on that. So it's kind of a combination of stuff out there. I guess it's just the scent trail, whatever it is you had put out there to make it work. You got to do.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Mark, and it was good advice, is that if something's not working, you need to change it up. But guys need to be careful when we're talking utilizing scents for kokanee, because their ability to smell whatever you're putting in the water is so strong, and it doesn't take much. So if you are using like a shrimp anise and you decide to switch to garlic, you got to make sure that you got your hands washed, you know, clean it off, use gloves, use something that you don't just transfer, you know, 4, 5, 6 scents to a particular presentation now. I mean, you really want to have separation in your scents. Maybe you're running the krill anise off one side and you got the garlic on the other. Definitely keep those separated. Or by the end of the day, everything smells like 9 different scent trails.
Yeah, that's a great thing about having a hot tank on your boat. You can really clean your stuff up
here. Right.
But,
yep.
I'm a real believer in that, too. And I come home, I clean all my stuff and really clean it up, because you're right. Some of the, especially the gels now, some of that stuff you can't get off unless you do a really good job of cleaning
it up.
I mean,
if you take a couple seconds to put the stuff on, take a little bit more time at the end of the day and get it off. That stuff is not like wine. It does not improve with age.
Good point.
No.
Your boat.
Especially garlic.
There we go. Exactly. Yeah. You end up smelling like a pizza out there.
55-gallon drum of Lemon Joy. And Nelly's
That's pretty much it.
Absolutely. I got Lemon Joy on my boat. I use it all the time.
The third annual Lake Stevens Kokanee Derby, Saturday, May 19th, for benefiting Lake Stevens Lions Club and Snohomish Sportsman's Club. Ticket sales will close on Friday, May 18th at the close of business. Make sure you don't miss out. It's going to be a great event. You're going to have some giveaways up there. Dwayne England, Potsky is getting some fire corn popping away there at Greg's Custom Rods.
Sending that up this week. I think last I looked in my garage what I have left, because we've been giving so much of it away. But we got at least 50 to 75 jars of corn. I'm going to throw in some fire bait as well.
Perfect.
For trout. Just give away, stop in there at Greg's, and they'll have it there, and they'll give it away till it's gone.
Outstanding. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you next week at the Lake Stevens Kokanee Derby.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, thank you so much.
Talking about cleaning up the gear, I mean, the guys, you know, running quick fish for Chinook.
Yeah.
That's a big
deal, huh?
I used to take my quickies and I had a little bucket on the jet boat with some Joy soap.
Yep.
That Lemon Joy.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys that used to squirt the Lemon Joy actually on their, Mike Kelly used to put Lemon Joy on the plugs as scent.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll save that for another discussion, but I'd throw it in a bucket, a little Lemon Joy, some water in there, and I just let them soak for the rest of the day.
Right.
The end of my trip, I'd scrub them up. I had a little toothbrush in there, clean them all up. And believe it or not, our halibut jigs in Alaska, they start building up a little scuzz, a little scuzzy stuff on there. We do the same thing. We take a wire brush, clean up the hooks, clean them up, and they seem to fish a little better.
You know,
a little tip.
While we're on that, if you find yourself kind of struggling out there on the water, get the boat out of the water and clean the thing. Stem the stern, change your zincs, okay? Change stuff up, because there are some scents out there that definitely repel fish. Now tell the truth, Robbo. You ever ever have a guy that when you were guiding, put a plug away like in the rod in the rod tray or something mm-hmm. with a wrap on it and find it with your nose a day or two later.
Oh yeah. That guy was usually me.
Yeah.
That was the guy.
Yeah. But a raw wrap on a plug three or four days later.
I had a neighborhood cat that I just couldn't stand, so I'd leave a couple plugs laying around on the jet boat just to see if I could lure that cat in.
Treble hooks and cats. That's great. Okay.
It's a good game.